Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming round.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around. Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all our years have gone by.
Turn around. Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified. I see the look in your eyes.
Were you doing the Dan Band or were you doing the real one?
Well, since we are a family-friendly podcast, I was doing the regular one. Yeah. I almost said the word, but I didn't. That is in honor of the eclipse that we are not being able to participate in, but is happening across our lovely country.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, in class today, we were watching it from Mexico. It looked cool. Shout out, Mexico.
Did you have to still wear the glasses, even if you were just watching it on TV?
God, I hope not. We watched it a lot.
I actually watched it on NASA's Twitch channel. They were showing it. And guess who rocked up on NASA's Twitch channel? One, Josh Dobbs.
The astronaut.
Yeah, he was on their panel having a chat.
Interesting.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Very weird.
Yeah, we were also watching the NASA stream. You know, first day back from spring break. So that was like really nice, like stalling on my part to just be like, you know, you guys interested in the eclipse?
Do you know there's an eclipse going on?
That is the best thing about being a social studies teacher, Sam, is that you can find a connection. Like every day of the year, there is something you could waste the day on, right? Like,
oh yeah,
you could find something every day.
I mean, for this, like I was teaching criminal justice at the time, so I didn't bother trying to make the connection. But I just was like, this is the only time we can talk about this in the next what? 20 years, 40 years, however many years.
Yeah.
Right.
How often do they happen?
Not that often.
I don't know. We didn't even get it. Like we didn't even get to see anything.
It's because America is the best.
18 months is a total eclipse, apparently.
So the next time we are supposed to be able to see it is August 22nd, 2044, but will only occur in over North Dakota and Montana. So get your Airbnbs ready.
Yeah.
20-year field trip coming right up. Yeah. I don't know when we get to see one. Like we apparently get to see, a couple. We apparently the UK got to see the one today as well, but I'm not sure how accurate that was.
And like get your Airbnb soon, because I was just talking to my dad's cousin who got an Airbnb pretty soon after the Green Bay draft was announced. He's going to go see the NFL draft in Green Bay, and the guy canceled on him and then like jacked up the price by a significant margin. I think originally his Airbnb was like $1,000 a night and now it's like $9,000 a night.
Jerk.
And so that guy's getting reported to Airbnb because you're not supposed to do that. But like, still, it's ridiculous. So as soon as people in what you said, North Dakota, as soon as they figure out that they're in the path of the eclipse, those Airbnbs are going to be pricey. So
once news gets out to them, you know, once the carrier pigeons let them know. No, sorry. we have listeners in North Dakota. That was not kind.
Tease away. We don't have many.
There's not much there.
To be honest, look, you talk about the next one being in 2044, but only a year later, it goes coast to coast. So you'll be able to see the one after.
No. Okay. So my excuse talking about the eclipse during criminal justice wasn't even valid.
Because they'll get to see it in 2045. So,
yeah.
Oh, 2045.
Yeah, so 2044, it's like only the Dakotas and Montana, and then 2045, it's like the whole of the U.S.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I thought you said 2024. Okay.
No.
It is 2024. Okay. Yeah. So it is like 20 years in the future. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So you did right. You did good, Sam. Yeah. You did good. Proud of you.
Did good. We took a break talking about murders and carjackings. Talk about the eclipse a little bit.
Some Kia boys. You have some conversations about the Kia boys or no? Have you heard about the Kia boys? Have you talked about the Kia boys in your criminal justice class?
Who are the Kia boys?
I have not. I know what the Kia boys are, but we have so not talked about them.
People figured justice. Out that you could hotwire a Kia with an iPhone charger.
So and a Hyundai, so, too, I think.
Yeah. Kias and Hyundais. You can just, if you have an iPhone charger, you can hotwire these cars. So they've been getting stolen a lot.
There you go.
The internet, the internet is a great thing, but it also is a terrible thing. And this is another example.
Well, they actually won't exist in the EU much longer, iPhone chargers, because they ruled that all new iPhones have to have the USB-C cable. So they're basically stopping Apple monetizing their charging cables. To which Apple went, that's fine, but we're going to like have our own USB-C charger that goes super fast, and every other USB-C charger is going to be like normal speed.
It's lightning fast.
And the EU said, no, Scotty. So, yeah. So now, of course, Apple's just going to sell the lightning cable to USB-C connector, because so people don't have to buy a new cable. But yeah, so that's EU life for you.
Was that Scotty No, a Dr. Evil joke reference?
Scotty No. No, Scotty.
Scotty, don't. Scotty, don't.
I bet don't, no. Scotty.
All right. Okay, so this is a soccer podcast. But so I was in Duluth all weekend, and I forgot that we were playing, so sorry. And Sam has been in Madison?
Yeah. Right?
Is that where you were? Tell us about your little trip.
Did you go to the Mingos game?
Much of a trip. The Mingos game was in Chicago. So, no, oh, yeah. I did not go to the Mingos game. I would have loved to had they hosted at home.
Yeah.
But no, it was just a good time. It was my spring break. So, it was good to get out. That's why we didn't have an episode last week. Everyone is.
Yeah.
During the. Gosh, what team did we lose to?
Philadelphia.
What was that? Philadelphia.
Union, right?
Yes. So, during the Philadelphia Union game, I was watching it on a laptop while trying to clean the house to get ready to host Easter at the house. And then immediately after Easter, we loaded up the car and we went to Madison for 5 nights. And you know what? We probably should have planned better, but it kind of got to that point where I was like, I don't really feel like talking about this game that I hardly watched. And James, of course, is like ready to talk about it because it was actually a daytime game. And he was able to like definitely have time to digest. So I felt bad about that, but man, yeah, bummer. But we did have a decent amount of news come out in between, you know, the last time that we recorded this podcast. So we're going to start off with some news and then we'll move over into the draw against RSL and then we'll kind of close things down. Should be a relatively fun episode. We're glad that you're here. And frankly, James and Justin, it's good to be here with you guys. I feel like I haven't talked to you in like a few weeks.
Yeah, right. It's been a minute.
It has been a minute. Also, that is the last regular season game that is early.
Yes.
Which is incredibly sad. We got Columbus Crew in week 2, and we got Philadelphia in week 5, and we are done.
It makes me bummed for like opportunities to take my kids to Allianz Field, but I gotta say, as a parent of young kids, those daytime games are—they're not happening for me.
Well, I mean, you only had one shot day,
right? Because it throws off your whole routine. I'm guessing, right?
I mean, you
with
really
like nap times and stuff.
You can't change. You can't mess with nap time, right? That's a non-negotiable. You don't mess with nap time when you have a 2-year-old. So, no, you just end up not watching the game, or you end up watching like part of it while you're doing something else. And you can't have a podcast about a team that you kind of watch while you do something else. That doesn't work.
Come on, James only did that for the first like 2 years we were on here, right?
Ouch.
Just kidding, James. You're a super fan. We all love you. James in.
I mean,
James in.
except when I visit games actually in person. Then it's James
Allen. I didn't bring it up. I didn't bring it up.
I mean, Columbus Crew was at home, right? Like a 1 p.m. home game. And then, yeah, the other games are away. Like 2 p.m., that Philadelphia game was away. And then there's a 6 p.m. game against Charlotte in a couple of weeks, but that's also away. And that's it. It's like 7:30 every other time now.
Yeah.
At least 7:30. Sometimes 7:30 local time. So like one of the games we have is at 4:30 in the morning for me because we're in L.A., which is so late.
Just wake up early.
Yeah. I mean, Yeah.
Just wake up early. All right. Let's get to the news, though. Start off with some just lame news. So the Doubloons MN UFC 2 knocked out of the U.S. Open Cup by Michigan Stars FC. They're in NISA, which is considered a third-tier league along the same lines as the USL League One. So they're knocked out by Michigan Stars FC. That was 0-2 at Allianz Field last Tuesday. So no more doubloons in the US Open Cup. And Ford Madison, you know, thought that we could get our US Open Cup fix from Ford Madison. Yeah, no, they got knocked out a day later at Chicago Fire 2. So I don't know about you guys, but I'm officially done caring about the 2024 US Open Cup. Just not going to talk about it anymore. I'm done.
I was kind of done when we weren't in it, but now yeah. I'm like especially done. Yeah. Just stupid.
I just don't care. I hope a USL team wins it all, though.
Yeah.
Why not?
That'd be nice.
The MLS isn't going to care. Give that Champions League spot to a USL team. Like,
yeah, because if a Toosies teams win it, like it goes to the parent squad, right?
Yeah.
It's not what I said. Yeah.
Listen, if we know how NYCFC celebrated their MLS title, like if one of our, you know, with the tiny banner, like would it just be like someone take a piece of copier paper and wrote US Open Cup champs and like post it on a wall somewhere? Like what's the, no. Yeah. Yeah, they don't care, right? They don't want anything to do with this stuff. So let the teams that care, let them win.
Yep.
Yeah, that would be funny though. Like a USL team in the CONCACAF Champions League. Is that what they go to? CONCACAF, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Let them go.
USL team rocking up to Mexico. Like, what's up?
Make that happen. I will start caring again if that happens.
Yeah, I would very much care. Because, like, but it feels so cheap if you're the twos and then, like, the parent club just gets the spot. Like, it's dumb.
Again, this was dumb of you, MLS, taking the real clubs out of this tournament. That was dumb. Make better decisions next year.
Because what happens if the parent club is already going because they, like, finish top or win the MLS Cup or something? Does the second place get to go? Because that's what would happen in FA Cup, right? Like, if in the FA Cup versus the Premier League, like the Community Shield, right? Because the Premier League winner would play the winner of the FA Cup. But if they were the same team, then I think it's the FA Cup runner-up that plays.
That's a good question. I think they would just add another team based on MLS standings. But I don't know. That is a good question. That is a good question.
We'll find that out later if it's actually relevant.
Let's
see.
Let's talk about a league that we're not annoyed with. So the NWSL. Their commissioner, Jessica Behrman, told ESPN the league is on track to pick their 16th team sometime later this year. I think they said around quarter four of the fiscal year. So that's cool because it might be Minnesota Aurora. So Minnesota Aurora kind of included in the conversation with Denver, Cleveland, as well as Tampa, as in possible markets that the NWSL might expand to. Now, right, it's got to be tricky for a team like Aurora that's made up of community owners, right, rather than some billionaire with just unlimited funds, because the last expansion teams to enter the NWSL, so Bay FC as well as the unnamed team that's coming to Boston, that was a $53 million expansion fee. Those teams are going to start playing in 2026. And then actually recently, San Diego, that NWSL team recently sold for over $113 million. So there's a lot of money in the NWSL, just to note, but Minnesota mentioned as a possibility for that 16th team, as James already kind of said to us, as our resident community owner of Minnesota Aurora. Minnesota Aurora is showing interest in joining this league, which would be great.
Yeah, I think I'm going to need a personal GoFundMe, though, if we need to find $53 million, because that is a lot of money. I also, so Bay FC actually already started. It's Boston that starts in 2026.
Oh, sure, sure.
I think the difficult thing is, right, like, we are community owners, but I'm not sure what happens if, like, someone wants to buy into the club for, like, an extremely large amount of money. Because
I wonder why they play at TCO Stadium. I wonder who's been monitoring.
Yes. Like, but this is the thing, right? It's like, what happens to us? Because we have voting power, but if someone buys in for all this money, like, what happens? Like, and then if they just own the majority of the club, like, that's not exactly how you wanted that to work. But also, I would be a bit miffed, for example, if I was a billionaire and I paid $53 million or $60 million to the NWSL and I wasn't a majority owner either. I could also see how that wouldn't work great.
Like, right, yeah, you got to run everything you do by James.
Yeah, some foreign
guy. They'll give you like a settlement, I bet. They'll pay you like top dollar for your ownership, James. What? How much are you worth, James? That's a question.
My ownership.
What's your value?
my
you
ownership.
Sure, however you want.
I think my ownership is worth like $100, $120 or something. Like that was like the base level membership that you could like ownership that you could buy.
Yeah. But like what would you say, Ziggy and Mark Wilf, you know, the owners of the Vikings,
yeah,
who own the stadium that the Aurora play in. Say they came to you and what would be the dollar amount for you to sign over your your ownership? You'd have to remove team owner from your X profile too.
Yeah.
That's also part of it, and
no longer on Pod on You Loons. Could you chime in and be like, well, as an owner,
yeah, my Twitter like engagement just falls through the floor. I mean, I'm trying to buy a house, guys, so like an easy 50k would be like real good right now. How much are they worth? Like, I'll take like, you know, $500,000 or something. That'd be nice.
Well, I mean, initially, like, it was $1 million, right? Because it was kind of crowdfunded and they had to cut it off. I forget what rule that was that prevented them from going over $1 million, but they had to shut it off. So we know that all the shares together are about $1 million. And you're going to need at least $53 million based on the last round of expansion teams. So I don't know. There's probably someone that knows more about this that can speak to this.
Yeah, sure.
But we have
Aurora news, right?
We have a new sporting director and head coach was announced today, actually. So this is like real hot off the press stuff. This was announced this morning. Colette Montgomery is now our sporting director and head coach. She used to lead soccer at North Central University.
Yeah, I've been there.
I have no idea. Is that in Minnesota? I have no idea where that is, actually.
No, it's in Naperville, Illinois.
No, you're thinking of a different one. Isn't this the one in Minneapolis?
Probably. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, there is a North Central in Naperville, Illinois. It's probably North Central College in Naperville.
Yeah, she's from the one that's here, I believe. I thought at first it was the Naperville one, because we played them in football, so I'm familiar with that.
I know who they are.
She joined the staff in January, like she was going to be an assistant coach or something, James.
Yeah. So
or maybe was this a plan all along? Maybe, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know, actually. But she was the manager of soccer and head coach for the men's and the women's team at North Central Uni. Before that, she was director of coaching at Edina Soccer Club. And she was
say that
also
again. Edina. Can you say that again?
What is it, actually? Edina?
No. Edina? No. Keep trying.
Yep. Try it until you get it.
Edina? Edina? I don't know how many other ways you can split this word. Edina. Yeah, that's all I got.
E is the first correct. The correct first syllable.
Ediner? No, yeah.
Oh, yep. You almost got it's Edina.
Edina. Yep. It's such a weird way to say that word.
The land of cake eaters. That's what it's known as.
Well, their soccer club. She was director of coaching there, but she was also is a grassroots coach educator with US soccer.
Right.
So cool. She actually works with US soccer as well, which is pretty sweet, right? Like lose a coach to US soccer, but gain one who also works with US soccer. So that's pretty sweet. Like, I think this is gonna be cool. I'm excited to kind of see how it goes. And president and CEO, COO, Jessica Poole said her track record of success, steadfast leadership style, and love of the game makes her the perfect person to lead Aurora's next chapter. She got big boots to fill. We haven't lost a regular season game.
You know, and it seems, and I'm not trying to pigeonhole her or whatever, but this seems like a person that probably just will be fine with having this job, right? Whereas we kind of knew, you could get a sense with our last coach that she was destined for greater things in the Aurora. I mean, maybe like we would have hoped that she could have just like advanced with us, but I'm sure they are excited to have someone with the experience that this coach does, and you know, from the area, local, wants to stay local. So it's a good fit for sure.
Yeah. And Aurora 2 is now a thing. They're going to play their home games at Seafoam Stadium at Concordia St. Paul. So nice and close to Allianz. And then finally, just one final tidbit. U.S. Women's National Team defeats Japan 2-1 in the She Believes in a Thing Called Love Cup. Canada also wins their game against Brazil. So the U.S. and Canada playing in the final this Tuesday at 6 p.m. USA. USA.
All right, that would be a much better name for that cup. The She Believes in a Thing Called Love Cup. I would pay much more attention to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That will have to be our thing going forward. It's just anytime we talk about the She Believes Cup, we got to make the name better. She believes in a thing called love. She believes in love after life. Huh? Huh? A little share.
Also nice.
Yeah.
No matter how hard I try.
Yeah. That's a great Cher impression.
That's great. I've sung that song many a times at karaoke.
That was good. Yeah, you sound like someone that's sang that song at karaoke before.
All right. Who's going to tell us about this lineup?
I think you're going to tell us about this lineup.
All right. We're back to the 4-3. No matter how hard I try, I keep going back to 4-4-3. Oh, no, we're not. That's not what we're doing. 4-3-3. This is what we rocked.
We have extra time. We still can win.
Yeah. So in goal was DSC. The back line, Rosales, Padelford at left back, Boxy and Taylor at right back. No.
Padel at center back.
Oh, sorry. Reverse. Rosales at left back, Padelford at left center back, Boxy and Taylor on the right side. The midfield was Hassani Dotson, Will Trapp, and Robin Ludd. And up top we had Bongi in his first start of the season, along with Puki Songbin. There were four subs, so we did not use them all, but we still used most of them. Alejandro Braun came in for Hassani Dotson at the half, so there's maybe an injury to look out for there. We also had Caden Clark come in for Bongi in the 64th minute, Fragapane for Trapp, and Tani for Puki in the 84th. So this game we were without Ray because of green card issues.
Yeah.
Tapias because of a hamstring, Arriaga because of a knee, and Valentin because of a thigh. I like the diversity and injury that we're working with right now.
Yeah.
But I don't like that they're injured.
Well, and how come we can never just have Ray like in Minnesota like the entire time? Like,
is he back in Argentina? I'm guessing.
I don't know where he is. I think I saw a post that made it look like he was in Argentina. But like either way, like why isn't, I don't know. It's just frustrating. Like the guy you build your team around seems to be the guy that's here the least. And I'm not, I don't know who I'm frustrated with. I don't know if this was like a, we could have had our ducks in a row in the front office, make sure he got his green card prior to the season. I don't know if this is like the U.S. State Department. Maybe it's that. Is the State Department in charge of green cards? I don't know who's in charge of green cards. The green card, the U.S. Green Card Department, like, could they have their ducks in a row? Like, who doesn't have their ducks in a row? That's what I want to know. Because
has the green card been a thing before?
Rays hear more. What
has the green card been a thing with him before? I can't remember if this has been a.
I don't think so. Because
last year was just he. I mean,
last
we don't
year
know
was his family, right? Yes. Like. And then the assault thing that wasn't an assault thing that
the year before, that was the year before, right? That was
Is that already 2 years ago?
The pistol oh my whip. God.
There's so many things, bro. Why is he
Ray does not Ray you know, Ray just he's like a he's not a morning person.
Yeah, he's not a start of the season guy.
And I mean, even the first season that we had him, we didn't get him until like halfway through. No. Right? That was maybe how we started this podcast. Is Ray coming? Is he coming?
Listen, like, I'm not trying to say that Ray doesn't like the cold, but maybe Ray doesn't like the cold.
Oh, you think he's Brett Favre-ing it? Like, just doesn't want to show up for the start of the season?
I mean, I've thought that for a while, but I mean, the more it happens, the more it might be true, right? The more this man refuses to play for this team in the early parts of the season. No,
okay, because yeah, like 2021 was the only time that he showed up right at the start. So you might be onto something because that would have been the first Minnesota winter that he ever like, had.
Ooh, no. I'm not doing this again. Nope.
Then, yeah, 2022, it's the legal trouble. 2023, it was the family thing. 2024, it's
the green card.
You're on just a
ploy. Maybe it's a ploy.
He looks at the weather every couple days, and he's looking for those top 10 weather days that are coming up. And
And all he sees is snow in April, and he's like, no.
Maybe he's watching the eclipse. No.
Wait, wouldn't it be like, wouldn't it be
him and Ramona Bila are watching the eclipse together somewhere?
wouldn't it be typical to like him get a green card and then be like, oh, Florida's warm. Texas.
Please come back, Ray.
Yes,
yeah, for God's sake. And whoever's in charge of dealing with that green card, sort it out. Yes. Please. Ugh.
I think we need to call up the owner of the team and tell him to buy Reynoso's family a home in Minnesota and just move them all up here. You know, that's rude of me to say, but
he buys them a home in Florida. Just
somewhere in the United States.
Somewhere in the US.
So apparently it's part of Homeland Security. It is the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, USCIS.
Okay.
USCIS.
Well, again, I don't know if USCIS needs their ducks in a row or if our front office needs their ducks in a row or
somebody.
Maybe it's the MLS. Somebody needs their ducks in a row. That's all I got to say. This is getting annoying.
It actually, like, it ironically happens quite a lot with esports as well, is like a lot of tournaments are held in the US and then players can't get visas right and then like they don't get let in. So you can't play games if you don't have your visa right. And yeah, there's something going on where there's like a real problem getting people visas and green cards and everything like that.
But we've let him in. So he's allowed to be in. He just doesn't have the green card. We want him to have a green card because then he doesn't fill up an international spot. But I don't care if he fills up an international spot. Like,
let's get the man on the field.
Yeah, he had no problem joining the team in preseason for Arizona, as Justin's pointing out.
But I just love the blurb. Read the sentence underneath it.
The 2024 version of the Ray No Show. That is...
Will not drag on for months. Oh, you sure?
You sure? Was that Andy Greener? Was that Andy Greener? That's so brilliant. The Ray No Show. Oh, man. It's like a worse version of the MLB's The Show.
I still love Justin last year. I think you had the best one, Justin, is you said like, Bebello, come back. You can blame it all on Heath.
But now we have no Heath. He doesn't like to be called Bebello, and we still don't have him. So something's gone terribly wrong.
You're allowed to take liberties in parodies.
I know last year it worked out, but now it's like we need to come up with another song because that one doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, you can blame things on people that are no longer here. Those are the best people to blame things on because they're not there to be like, it wasn't me.
We have deep-seated trauma attached to Adrian Heath, okay?
That's true.
That goal differential was always like -1 or 0, man, the whole time. That's stress-inducing.
Heath was supposed to fill in the paperwork for the green card.
Oh, no.
And
yeah.
He forgot because he had too much Pinot Grigio. And
the Everton game was on.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Just blame it on Heath. He's not there to be like, it wasn't me.
So, what I'm hearing is we should blame more things on Doomsday.
Oh, yeah.
He's not here. That's what I'm hearing.
Doomsday isn't here, and that's why we have talked about solar eclipses and Ray's no-show history. Yeah. Doomsday.
Ray no-show.
Way to drop the ball, Doomsday.
Doomsday. Speaking of, though.
Yeah, let's talk about this game. So, like, a 1-1 draw.
Yeah.
1-1 draw at Allianz.
We got a point.
Yeah.
We got more points. But look, we didn't lose any goal differential, Justin. 1-0 draws. Helpful for that.
So good at XG. It happens when you take what? How many shots did we take? 27? Back to the old ways, eh?
Just fire everything. Fire some missiles. Just fire. We took 25 shots, apparently, and had 7 on target.
They watched Caitlin Clark shooting 3-pointers from the logo and looking at our heat map, man. We love the long shot right now, huh? Wow.
And unlike Caitlin Clark, we didn't put up 30 points in a final college game. Sad.
We did not.
No, we did not. There was a few like weird things, right? Like there's a few things to be concerned about. There's a few things that are like, it's going to get a bit ranty. There's a few things that are like, oh, man, we finally got the good refs back, and then the good refs were the bad refs. So that's also not good. But, I mean, the opening goal by them was, what, 5 defenders on, like, 3 attackers? And they have, like, 2 guys really open to head the ball in. Like, that's just really poor.
Yeah.
Like, that is really poor.
Yeah, it was nice offensive playing, but, yeah, you are right. You know, 5-on-3, you should be able to take care of things, but
like no one even jumps. Like if you look at the like if you go through the highlights, like no one jumps for that ball from our side. Like you just get the most free header. Yeah, I mean look, you can also see like right when they score and Boxall just like turns around and is like, what are you guys doing? Why is no one challenging this ball? So yeah, that's something that I feel like is gonna get a lot of work in training, right? Like how to stop that kind of stuff. But I mean, I think we got a bit dogged by the refs as well. Like the Sangbin, like not called a free kick, not called a penalty. That is bull dust. But that is not a whistle, guys. Like, oh.
So what would you have called in that situation?
I mean, at the very least, it's a free kick. Like he's kind of through, right? Like I've probably watched this replay, like, at least 15 to 20 times. And I don't understand. Like, he gets pushed to begin with and he's starting to fall over. That's outside the box. Then he gets inside the box and then he gets pushed again. Clearly, he has like a little bit of like, there's maybe a slight embellishment in the dive, right? But you're already falling over and then you get pushed again. Like, it's at least a free kick. Like, he's 1-on-1, he wins the ball. And the push, like, throws him off balance, which means his first touch sucks, which means he then gets in the path of the other guy. Like, there's just so many things that it could have been. But, like, no call is clearly the wrong call right there. It's at least a free kick.
Sure.
that. It's just, I don't understand how that is not even a free kick. Like, if he goes to ground straight away, I think it's a free. But, like, he tries to keep going because he's like, I think I can go this. And then he gets pushed again. It's like, okay. So, something? Nope, nothing. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Just, man. I don't get it. Like, I don't get. And I think I saw somewhere that the ref was only in his, like, 17th game or something. 19th MLS game. So, not the most seasoned, you know, MLS ref. And you see that with the Rosales second yellow as well, right? Like, the push is just so non-existent. It's just that, like, yeah, he pushes him, but the guy just, like, falls backwards like he's been hit by a ton of bricks, and then the ref's just immediately in there for a second yellow and he's off.
Like, yeah, and that's now the second time that Rosales will be suspended. Who knows if we'll have Tapias back? So our back line missing two of our main guys.
Yeah.
Two of our main guys, and we don't know if Valentin will be ready because Valentin has also been hurt. So.
And I don't think that we can appeal the red card because it's a second yellow offense. It's not a straight red. But I'm not sure if you can appeal that. I read somewhere on Twitter that you can't. I hope that you can. But I'm not sure that you can. But yeah, it's. I hope you can, because it was ridiculous that that's a yellow card. Like, there's nothing there. Like, there's pushes happen all the time in the box, and that's just. Oh, I'm trying not to swear. Oh, it's so rubbish, bro. Oh my god. Oh, I'm just so annoyed when stuff like that happens. It's like, you know, you give all this like rubbish, right? And you abuse people as refs who are like, which is also not great, right? Like, but all of these refs who aren't the proper refs, they're like the scabs, like whatever you want to call them, like these guys just working while the main refs are not on. And then you get the main refs back, and then you get absolutely dogged twice in the first match back. It's like, why we miss this? Like, why? Just do better. Do better, refs.
So no, like, let's pretend no Tapias. No Valentin.
No Rosales.
We for sure know there won't be Rosales.
Oh,
like, who are we sticking back there? I mean,
who we got left?
We got Bacharach, and we have Erickson, who, you know, our buddy Blake keeps kind of pointing out. You know, it says a lot that Erickson hasn't gotten any looks so far this year, right? He was kind of hyped when we brought him in.
Yeah, they popped Padelford inside first, right? Then playing Erickson.
And then Erickson played, what, like 8 minutes against Philadelphia and had that, like, woof moment where they basically just, like, scored straight away. I mean, we've apparently, according to our team list, we have Derek Dodson, another Dodson. This is Dodson with a D, double two Ds. And Morris Duggan as defense. Yeah.
So we might end up doing something kind of interesting on defense in the next game against Houston.
3-4-3.
I don't know what it'll be.
Maybe we go cheeky 3-4-3. We only have three defenders. I don't think that's going to work, but, you know.
Well, and then, like, the guy that typically offers a lot of break in case of emergency, Sonny Dotson, who knows if he's feeling better. We haven't really heard much on there. I don't know.
Right, like.
Can Lud play? Can Lud play back there? I mean, he's played everywhere else.
Let him back in. Time to play defense.
I'm not totally joking. But, yeah, already, I mean, kind of at the start of the season, we were a little bit like, we didn't really upgrade our back line. We're not too deep back there either.
Time for a DP center back because, man, do we need one.
Yeah. Maybe Roman Metaner can lace him up again, bring him in for just a little bit. No. All right.
But so one thing that was good, though.
Yes. Yes.
Robin Lud. And
you're going there. Aloisi. Yeah. Tell me about Robin Lud.
Yeah. I mean, look, like good to stick the ball in the net, but man, Robin Lud was on fire with that build up. Like you go round a man. You cut back inside another man. You nutmeg the first man again. Oh, that was sublime. I was all in on that goal. That looked great. And not only, you know, because it saves us a point, right? Or saves us 2 points. But yeah, man. Woo. And him and Tani both 2 goals, 2 assists so far this campaign.
Tani, we keep saying that this isn't sustainable.
And yet
coming in late in games
and yet
and contributing on goals. We keep saying it's not sustainable, yet it keeps happening. So keep doing that, Danny.
What is it? We have 9 goals and like 6 of them are after the 80th minute or something. We score late.
We've been bailed out late a lot.
Yeah, we have scored the majority of our goals late this season. You know, it's just stress. That's what they want to do. They just want to test the heart out. See how the stress test is going. Yeah. Mate, he looks so good though. Like he looks good, and I think I want to see Pukki score some more goals and look a little more dangerous, right? Like has scored 2, but I think could have scored 1 this game, may have been offside, could have scored a couple more. But I'd love to see Pukki score, but man, if Tani Oluwaseyi keeps coming on late and scoring, I am also for that as well.
Take him where I can get him. So yeah, we're now 4th in the West, 11 points. That's 3 wins, 2 draws, 1 loss. You know, Vancouver, I know the season is young, but Vancouver's on top with 13 points. So we're only 2 points behind the Western Conference leaders. We got our next opponent, Houston. They're currently in 6th place with 10 points. We host Houston Saturday, April 13th at 7:30 p.m. Forecasted to be sunny and 71 that day. Justin talks about top 10 days.
Top 10 weather day.
Top 10 weather days. And, you know, if you talk with Justin a lot, you realize that there's probably at least 30 or 40 top 10 weather days in any given year. I think this is going to be like a real top 10 weather day. Get your butts to Allianz, man.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going. We're going to go to.
I don't think I am either, but you guys can go out there. You listening? You think you on the fence out there? Go to the game, man. It's going to be great.
We have a lot of babysitter days that we've used up so far, and I just don't think I'm making it to Allianz, especially since we're going to Gustavus to watch a softball game earlier that day. So I don't think I'm going.
Oh.
But. Oh, okay.
Oh, you're going to Gustavus. That was a terrible accent. Oh, yeah. Going to go see the Gusties. Go see the Gusties down there in St. Peter.
Yeah. Sarah's cousin plays for Bethel, and my cousin goes to Gustavus. So it's nice. It's a cousin day. Well, my cousin doesn't play softball, but
the best cousin wins.
Yeah.
Just stay a cousin.
So something I noticed when I was looking at this table, right? Like you mentioned, we're 2 points back from Vancouver. We're in 4th. We're only 3 points ahead of 11th place.
Yeah.
Which is St. Louis. Tight. And St. Louis, I have 1 win, 1 loss, and 5 draws. They do not know how to win games. 2-all, 3-all, 2-all, 0-all. Like they score goals, but they just can't win games.
How's that phrase go? People in glass houses.
Shouldn't throw the first stone.
Bad attempt at a joke. Just because we didn't know how to win games last year.
That's the wrong.
We didn't know how to score goals either, which apparently St. Louis can do that, but.
Yeah. They scored more goals than us. So,
yep.
But hey.
Cool, guys. Anything else on your mind? A shorter episode today, but, you know, we're getting back from spring break and kind of getting back into our normal routine.
Yeah, we need to do, we got to do some like pick'ems or something soon. We got to do fantasy Euros.
Oh, yeah. There's Euros, there's the Copa America, there's Olympics. There's a lot of things we can do pick'ems for coming up.
Yeah, France. France is hosting the Olympics this year. When I was in Paris 2 years ago, they were saying that they want the Notre Dame, right? The one that got gutted by the fire.
Right.
yeah, they wanted that to be opened. Actually, they did a service on Easter. They said the President Macron was like, we want to, no, I'm kidding. They wanted to do a, they wanted to do a service on Easter, whether it was open and ready or not. So okay. I assume they did a service, because they basically want to try and make it ready for the Olympics. So yeah, I'd be interested to see what it looks like now.
Yeah, I think it's more or less done. We looked at this in one of my classes, kind of right before spring break. We were doing a little bit of current events, right? That's another social studies teacher classic, is anytime you need to kill time, just do current events. And that was one that we looked at. It looks like that, yeah, the cathedral is more or less good to go. Maybe a couple more finishing touches. But I mean, when you kind of think about it, even the cathedrals that didn't just have a devastating fire usually have some work that's being done on them, right? Just upkeep work. So, yeah, it looks nice.
$760 million to restore Notre Dame. Do you know how many NWSL licenses you can buy for that? Woo! So many.
But it is so cool. Like some of those buildings, like you just think about it. You think about how much that neighborhood would have changed over the years, or how much the landscape of Paris would change over the years. But to have certain things that are just recognizable over the course of centuries, that's so cool. Sorry, history teacher kind of geeking out a little bit here, but that is so cool.
Yeah, I think it's pretty sweet. So yeah, we got to do some of that stuff, you know, like Euros, Olympics.
We need to play 1-10 again. I have a game of 1-10 that's almost ready for you guys.
Nice.
So we'll have to pick a day to do that.
So the Euros is fun. Euros is 2 months from now. And yeah, the Olympics starts 2 weeks after the Euros ends.
Yeah.
When's the Copa America? Copa America. Literally the same time as the Euros. Okay.
Yeah, it usually is. The last time we did it, like 2016 or whatever, it was the same thing. Because you'd watch soccer like all day. You'd watch the Euros during the day and then at night, you'd watch Copa America. It's good times.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that again.
Yeah, I'm kind of slightly less excited for the next World Cup because my sleep schedule is going to be like real bad. I think it's in America this time. So it's going to start in the evening.
Just got to come visit. Just got to be here for it.
Just got to like go hang out with the dudes, bros.
Yeah.
Sam's got a couple couches you could sleep on. I'm sure Carmen could get one too.
There's a basement.
Yeah. James had the whole basement last time.
Yeah. The plan is not to lose any socks that require intercontinental, intergalactic travel back to my house. Damn it. Anyway, we should stop Minnesota goodbying and head off until next
time. That we shall. All right, guys. Appreciate you all. Sorry for missing last week. We'll be more consistent. You know, in the meantime, right? You got the Lunacy guys. You got the Daves I know. You got the new podcast called The Loony Bin. I've been chatting with those guys a little bit. So you got other options.
Great name.
Yeah, that is a good name. That is a good name. I mean, Hot on You Loons is already taken, but.
Yeah. Of course, yeah.
I mean, it is the best name.
Yeah.
Who came up with that, Justin? Sorry to Minnesota goodbye.
It was me.
That was you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know if I knew it was
Come on, you loons.
Yeah.
And then it was that was what started it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. Cause I remember my like workshop names were just dumb. Just dumb.
Two bros watching soccer.
Yeah,
two guys having a good time, and another guy from Europe who's also great.
Who slid in.
He became the third and final piece to the puzzle.
Yes.
Except for Doomsday. He's not even a piece of the puzzle. He's just kind of
Well, he's in charge of making the puzzle, and that's why he dropped the ball this week. He didn't chime in at all. So if you didn't like this episode, tell Doomsday, because it's all his fault.
It's all his fault.
Damn it, Doomsday.
All right, guys. For real now.
All right.
Peace out. Todd on you loons.
See you later, everybody.
Peace out. Todd on you loons.
No matter how hard I try, you keep pushing me aside and I can't break through. Yes, I'm talking to you.